Move on now to the political firestorm over that meeting between Bill Clinton and Attorney General Loretta Lynch. Her department investigating, of course, Hillary Clinton's private email server. Well, tonight, Lynch is calling that meeting a mistake. And Donald Trump with some sharp words of his own tonight, calling this proof that his opponent cannot be trusted. ABC's David Wright on the campaign trail for us tonight.
Attorney General Loretta Lynch today admitted her private meeting with Bill Clinton on the tarmac in Phoenix was a mistake.
I certainly wouldn't do it again.
Lynch and Clinton both insist the 20-minute or so meeting Monday was just a friendly chat about golf and grandchildren while their planes happened to be parked near each other.
But it seems like, you know, he's talking about golf and grandchildren. I love my grandchildren so much. But if I talk about them for more than about 9 or 10 seconds, you know, what do we...
Today in Denver, Donald Trump mocked the idea they were so busy talking about grandkids that Hillary Clinton's emails never came up.
I love that one. I love that one. I love, love, love that one. And look at the beautiful, I love these kids. After that, what are you going to say, right?
As the nation's top law enforcement officer, Lynch has final say over the outcome of the FBI probe. ABC News has learned an FBI interview with Clinton could take place within days. In some ways, she owes her Justice Department career to Bill Clinton. He appointed her as a U.S. attorney back in the 90s, all of which she now admits contributes to a perception of bias.
The fact that the meeting that I had is now casting a shadow is something that I take seriously and deeply and painfully.
Lynch now says once and for all, she'll follow whatever recommendations are made by the lawyers and agents investigating this case. While Trump says Bill Clinton has managed to make his wife's email problem worse.
He opened up a Pandora's box and it shows what's going on and it shows what's happening with our laws and with our government.
So far, no comment from Secretary Clinton or her campaign about that.